Mais oui, officer, came the reply, a little too loudly for Ajit's liking. Her heart trembled, and beads of sweat bubbled on her brow. Footsteps. She must be low down, as they'd sounded right next to her, yet faded off to her left. They'd be heading to the back doors, she guessed, so she must be close to the cab. Low, on the front side, she decided. Perfect. She fumbled in her right-hand jeans pocket. Empty. Oh, no. Her left. Oh, please don't say she'd dropped it. She'd guarded that knife since Istanbul. Having fled the would-be rapist, she'd paid $50 she could ill afford, and now, for the first time, she needed it. She frantically frisked herself. Then, as if Allah was watching over her, remembered the hidden pocket in the lining of the gilet she'd found in France. She heaved a silent sigh of relief and squeezed the cold metal to her calloused palms. The clank of rods and locks being unbolted snapped her back. Panic was now all around her as her faceless counterparts scurried around. She dared not add to the melee by shouting to them to stay still. She knew the game was up. As the doors were wrenched open, the bright morning sun floodlit the trailer. The reek of bodies and fear must have hit the police officers as they beamed their...